The Navy has removed the commander of a coronavirus-stricken aircraft carrier over a letter he wrote obtained by the media, pleading for help after more than 100 sailors had tested positive to COVID-19. The acting Navy secretary says Captain Brett Crozier's actions undermined the chain of command and caused alarm.
To me, that demonstrated extremely poor judgment in the middle of a crisis. Because what it's done, it's created a firestorm. It's created doubts about the ship's ability to go to sea if it needs to. It's created doubt among the families about the health of their sailors. And that was a completely unnecessary thing to do in the midst of a crisis.
And, of course, politics mixed in a bit. Top Democrats have gone after the move as an overreaction. Some sailors appeared to rally behind their commander as he left the USS Theodore Roosevelt. Watch. Joining me now, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley. Sir, thank you for being on the program, taking the time today. I want to know whether you think this was an easy or a tough decision for the acting Navy Secretary, and why.
Well, Harris, thanks for the opportunity. I'm over here at FEMA doing some interagency coordination, but specific to the Teddy Roosevelt and the relief of the ship's captain, Secretary Moodley, clearly these are difficult decisions. None of them are ever easy. And it's his estimation he lost trust and confidence in the ship's captain. Secretary Moodley is the responsible and accountable official to the American people. And he had reason to believe that that the captain operated outside the chain of command, and he relieved him.
Is that the type of decision that you would make?
Well, I'm not in the position right now. There's an ongoing investigation. I don't have all the facts, but I trust Secretary Moodley and his judgment, and I'm going to support him, obviously, because he is the responsible and accountable official to the American people. And the ship's captain and Secretary Moodley explained it. He thought he operated with poor judgment in a time of crisis, and he operated outside the chain of command. So he relieved him, and we're going to move on and make sure that the sailors of that ship are taken care of and that the readiness of the ship is back up to speed. And we're going to continue to focus on responding to the needs of the American people for COVID-19.